Welcome everyone to today's program on RBN Live and the B.M. Brewley Show. Welcome one, welcome all. My program tonight is going to focus on the law, judicial law, that is, judicial practices across the United States and corruption, and things that you need to know, things are going bump in the night in the court system. I'm not sure, but we might have David Hawkins on. We're trying to reach him for the second half for Black Hawk Inn. But the first half, the broadcast, we're going to talk about what is going on in the Seventh Circuit and Circuit Court of Illinois. There is a problem, a huge problem, that I'm going to talk about briefly. The one which I found out last week that I had talked about on Truth Radio, which is my other broadcast I'm involved in, the fact that they don't have the money for a court reporter. They're removing court reporters from probate court and various other ones because they lack funding. And the Cook County commissioners had to cut in order to balance the budget. The money in Cook County seems to be mainly focusing into the large base of dollars going into Cook County Jail. But where is the money going into the things that you need, which is the judicial process to protect you and everyone else's civil rights and judicial rights? When you go before a court and judge, you have a case heard, and if there are things shouted out in the court during the time of the hearing, it could be precious moments that you might need to go back on the court transcript to get actually the information and come back to the court and try to either remove a judge or maybe use this information that wasn't made available before to bring in information in regards to your case. But if the oral testimony is not being recorded in any kind of shape, fashion, or form, where they have no tape recording device, nothing there at all, and it's left up to you, the person that's before the justices, to pay for that, just to have them come into court, then you think about what's going to happen. I remember a long time ago, back when Judge Lefevre was sitting on the bench of Chicago's court, the lower court, circuit court, that is, in Cook County, he made a comment, basically said, "I'm God." He said it on the bench. And why did he say that? Because he felt that he was infallible because he was a judge and nobody could touch him. During the time there were dirty deals, rotten racketeering, and everything else going on, conniving and whatever, in the judicial process of Cook County Court. That was when Gaylord was there. Now, what was going on at the time? You had a situation that law firms were giving bribes, trips, gifts, various other things to judges to sit on the bench, that is. And they also were giving money to the circuit court clerk, then. One of them went to jail, in fact, Finley, circuit court clerk. Finley, because he was taking bribes as well. So now you have a situation in Cook County because they did not have enough money to budget for the clerk's office of circuit court. They are removing the people that you need, which is the stenographer. And just think. And we'll talk more about that. And we have a guest on, and he's going to talk about his violations in the court when we come back at this break on D.M. Brewley Show Live.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
We're back at BN, late night on RBN Live, a talk show that you need to tell your friends about. We're into a forensic investigation of cases, forensic journalism, that is, to come out and talk about things that you need to know about that are not being covered in the press. Call me at 847-594-1612 or call me at 630-477-0860. We investigate cases that you might have. So give me a call at one of those numbers. And by the way, callers out there, you want to call in and talk to our guest, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, we're going to talk about the judicial system. And we're going to bring up our guest, person that is a doctor. He has an extraordinary tale to tell of what happened to him in the judicial system. His name is Carl Borowski. And, Carl, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Now, I wanted to ask you, for the listeners to know, tell me what had occurred with you and tell them your background. What do you do for a living?
Well, I was a professor at Tulane University in New Orleans for about 20 years. And what happened was that when a new department head came in, he had decided to remove the three senior professors from the department for his own purposes. He had other people that he wanted to place there, and so he targeted these three people for replacement, and I was number three. When he came to me, I was just summarily fired. The other two, one of them left voluntarily. He retired, took an early retirement. The second professor filed a lawsuit, but was able to settle with the university and be transferred to another department. But in my case, I was just summarily fired, and I filed a lawsuit against him, against the university, not against him, against the university for that. What happened was that the judge in our case, Judge Ginger Berrigan, and this took place in the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. It turns out that the judge was on the faculty of Tulane University as an adjunct professor herself, teaching in the law school. This is something that I didn't know about, and the attorneys representing me also didn't know about, and she did not disclose any of this. It wasn't until we lost every case that we happened to discover about quite by accident that not only was she working for the university, but she was also a board member of one of the university's research foundations. As soon as we found that out, we tried to get the judge recused, and she came back and said and refused to recuse herself. She admitted that even though she was working for the university and in fact had received $5,500 to take a trip to a Grecian island where she gave a 1-hour seminar during the summer, all of these things, she said that did not prevent her from rendering impartial judgment in our case. And what actually happened in our case is that all of the evidence that we presented in support of the case was ignored and thrown out, and she absolutely refused to allow us to go to trial. She just denied absolutely everything. The first thing that we wanted to try to get her to do was we filed an injunction to prevent the university from closing down the labs. I had a lot of ongoing research in progress at the time. I had two people working with me. One was a professor of chemistry who was taking a sabbatical in my lab. The other person was a physician working with me, and we were new equipment and new grant funding. Before the new chairman arrived in the department, I had received approximately $500,000 in research funding, and I used half of that to purchase a piece of equipment, electron paramagnetic resonance spectrometer. This is a machine that measures free radicals. We were interested in measuring free radicals and trying to determine the role of free radicals in carcinogenesis. This machine was on order before this new chairman ever arrived in the department. And when he came in, he did not want this instrument. He didn't want my research program, and he did everything possible to prevent us from installing and going forward with our research. I also had a $250,000 grant from the Air Force, and this was part of the lawsuit because the university claimed this was their claim, even though it was false. they claimed that I didn't have sufficient grant funds to support my work. And when we presented evidence that, of course, we did have grant funds to support the work, and in fact, Tulane had received the first check from the Air Force on that $250,000 grant, they claimed that I didn't have enough money, and they claimed that, and the judge went along with this. The judge threw out the case, gave summary judgment against us and for the university, and with the claim that there was insufficient funds to continue the research. She totally ignored all of the factual evidence that we brought in support of the case to show that this was a totally unjustified firing. I have been there for 20 years, and that's what happened. The next thing that happened was mm-hmm. that we tried to get the judge recused so we can go on with the lawsuit and with appeals, and as soon as our lawyers realized that the judge had a horrible conflict of interest, their response was to withdraw from the case, and they withdrew from the case because they simply said that, well, they are not about to fight. They can't go do battle with a judge who has a conflict of interest, because they knew they would never be able to win another case in New Orleans again, and they would never be able to make a living in New Orleans again. So they left us high and dry with a judge who had ruled all against us. And so what I did next was to simply proceed on my own as a pro se. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I don't have any formal training in the law, but we went ahead and we filed an appeal. First, against the judge, we filed a complaint against the judge. That was dismissed. I brought a suit that went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that was we lost that. We lost all in all. There were four lawsuits, every one of them with this particular judge who had a conflict of interest, would not recuse herself, and we lost absolutely everything. I finally was able to find another attorney who was willing to take on the case that I had started as a pro se, and he also was unable to go forward with the case. We made no progress. Everything was lost, and of course, the university turned around and retaliated in every way imaginable because we had brought a suit against them. I was blacklisted and wasn't able to find position anywhere. They went around, sending letters and telling people that we had sued the department chairman, when actually we hadn't. We had sued the university. The point of telling people that I had sued the chairman is that if I were looking for a new position, it would be the chairman of any new department who would have to do the hiring, and no chairman is going to hire anyone when they know that the applicant had sued the previous chairman. I was absolutely totally devastated.
Well, I'm going to stop you there because
sure.
we're going to go to commercial, and we're talking about the judicial system. We described Cook County, and we're talking about New Orleans here, and we'll continue with this conversation after this break on RBN Live, the Dan Burley Show.
We'll be right back. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
We're back with the C. Ann Burley Show live on RBN Live, that is, on RBN.com, RBNLive.com, that is. If you want to call in, please do so at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Callers, too, remember as well, you can listen to my broadcast Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. Both broadcasts are very important because we research the story. We do the forensic of the story. We have people that are involved, highly tech people that are expert witnesses, and more. So join in our broadcast, please. Eight callers again, 800-313-9443. Now, we're talking about the judicial system, the corruption. Now, the corruption is this, and this is what happens. This is a plain case of what I've been talking about on the air. When you have a situation when you have two parties in a court hearing and one side's information is heard and the other one is denied, basically denied or looked at, or the judge refuses to even admit the evidence from the other side, that's an ex-party hearing. That means that the case is being heard only based on one person's testimony. Now, what I had complained about in the beginning in the broadcast in Cook County, Illinois, they're getting rid of the court reporters. Now, in this particular case, I'm going to ask Dr. Carl Borowski, do you think that in your case, if there wasn't a court reporter present, would you be in trouble, or how would you? What do you think about them removing court reporters from the state courtroom?
Well, in our case, we never went to trial, so there was no court reporter. I have to take that back. There was one situation where we had an appeal brought by my attorney. It was an appeal, and there was a court reporter there.
You're telling me that there was no person, a clerk in the New Orleans court that sat there and recorded the minutes from your case from the get-go?
Well, there never was any. There was never a bench trial. We lost through summary judgment. The judge simply made a decision on her own, and it gave summary judgment to the opposing party, which was the university. And so there was never any give and take. There was no verbal give or take. There was no formal trial of any kind whatsoever. We just lost on summary judgment, and in a sense, she just threw out the case.
So, in many of the cases in Illinois, at one point they would have a stenographer there present, even at the summary level. But the whole thing is that if you don't have anyone witnessing the things you're talking about, then it's very hard to come back and say that justices are doing illegal things.
Well, there were depositions taken, and of course there were reporters, court reporters, or people that we hired to record the proceeding of the at the depositions. But there was no situation where a judge was present. We never presented material directly to a judge. Other than the written motions, and so she just threw out all of the cases. She threw out those cases on the basis of a summary judgment against us. There was never any trial.
Now, did you ever report this judge? Like in Illinois, they have a judicial inquiry board. They have people there that are allegedly supposed to be there. Investigating judges that have committed misconduct. Did you do this with the judge there?
Yes. But of course, the misconduct is reported to the appellate court. This is the Fifth Circuit appellate court, and I went through the report of misconduct by the judge, and that was denied. There was just a one-word denial saying that it was dismissed. They just dismissed that without paying any further attention to it.
Now, how about the situation with recusal? Now, according to, like, in Illinois, and it should be, I would say, the same, normally when you recuse a judge, they're supposed to stop immediately the hearing and supposed to appoint the hearing to another judge to see if there is a violation.
Yeah, there was no hearing. It was my understanding that the judge herself has the power to declare whether or not she has a conflict of interest. This is a little hard.
The person that you're complaining about has the right over above anyone else to say, so I'm doing something illegal. I say that it wasn't illegal.
What she did was totally illegal because a judge is supposed to recuse herself if there is
immediately as soon as you say recuse, they're supposed to be out of there.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that when we come back at our PSBN.
Sure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
We're back on RBN, the Dan Burley Show, live. And also, I want to also thank you. Please visit Truth Radio during the week, Monday through Friday, from 6 p.m. to 7 Central Time. You can call me at 847-594-1620 or 630-477-0860. This is a forensic journal from Inside Out, Corruption. And we're talking to our guests about the judicial system. Now, one of the things that is remarkable, the issue of reclusal. Reclusal is supposed to be at the time of a court hearing. If there is a matter that goes before a judge where it seems the judge might be involved with a fraud upon the defendant or the plaintiff, either party can verbally say or in writing, we ask the judge to recluse himself from the case. Immediately upon saying that, there's not supposed to be any more activity in that case until there is an investigation to see whether or not the judge has done something wrong. But in these cases of reclusal, and it has happened in countless numbers of times in DuPage County, Illinois, and also in the Seventh Circuit Court, and also there's been situations of that in Cook County, but mainly DuPage County and the Seventh Circuit, where judges, knowing that they have violated certain acts, will continue on with the case. Now, we're hearing from Dr. Carl Bromstein, about the situation that happened to him in New Orleans, and he's talking the same thing. The judge sitting on the bench doing things that were questionable and beyond in nature. And then what has happened? Basically, because of that, the judge decides she will not recuse herself because she's in charge of whether or not she can step down. Now,
yes.
Is that not right, doctor?
No, of course it's not right, because there are canons of judicial conduct specifically say that if a judge is working for a university, they have to recuse themselves from any cases that involve the university, and the codes of conduct also say that that if a judge is sitting on the the board, any of the advisory boards of a university, they also must disqualify themselves from any cases involving the university. That's why one of the things I'm trying to do is to put those conditions into some legislative act, into the Judicial Recusal Act, and I have a petition online that that people can look at and sign up for if they agree with it, that simply says that. That judges who are working for a university or who are on their boards must recuse themselves from cases, because right now the canons of judicial conduct there is no way, all of this is voluntary, there is no way to enforce that conduct. But if these same stipulations are part of a law, then it would be possible to accuse a judge of actually breaking that law, and I think it would be a more effective way to prevent judges from having this conflict of interest.
I'm going to stop you right there and mention something to the listeners out here. Now, caller, please, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I want your input on this. Danny, if you're hearing me there, please let me know, whisper in my ear if there's callers out there. Now, this is the whole issue. Right now, while he has this on the Internet, there is a situation, a piece of legislation that's going into work that's being, I think, backed by Senator Ted Kennedy to basically make it almost felonious to go after a judge. Are you aware of this, Dr. Carl?
I'm not completely aware. I know that legislators are becoming very uneasy because there's a great deal of activism now taking place in the country because of these judicial abuses of power, and I guess legislators are trying to make laws to try and prevent people from taking matters into their own hands. What I have in mind is in South Dakota, for example, there is a let me see. There is a new constitutional amendment that people can vote on. This constitutional amendment is a judicial accountability amendment that, when all else fails, when all other avenues of appeal have been exhausted, it is possible to have a citizen grand jury appointed that will look into cases of judicial abuse that will hold judges accountable for their actions. Now I think that legislators are a little worried that people may pass such things as Amendment E that's going to be on the ballot in November in South Dakota. And so they're coming out with other, I think Sensenbrenner has also come out with some proposed legislation that will try to give the appearance that the judiciary is going to do a better job of policing itself. But in the final analysis, all of the new legislation that comes out, it will be the judges themselves who are passing judgment on whether other judges, whether their fellow judges, have been abusing power. And this is something that, that many citizens are wary of. They really feel that oversight of the judiciary really should be in the hands of non-judges or independent bodies, such as a citizen grand special grand juries that can be called into place to look at these sometimes awful abuses of judicial power.
Well, I want to stop you there because, see, this is another issue on this thing. You went into canon laws. Now, the canon laws are, very appropriate to speak of right here. There are laws on the books that if the judge has any kind of judiciary tie or relatives that are tied to or individuals that they have oppressed, that can cloud the situation in the case, they are supposed to recuse themselves from that. They are not supposed to have those things in conduct. But then again, like you were saying before, there is no way you can remove them. In Illinois alone, the Judicial Inquiry Board is made up of the same body of judges that you're going after to report the abuse to.
Exactly.
One time, there was a judge out here, Judge Foreman. He is now dead. But Judge Foreman, I worked in one of the largest law firms, and he was a part of the Gaylord case. Mm. He should have been in jail, but he was allowed to stay on the bench, and then sat as the head of the judicial system against watching more judges that were doing abusive things. So if they got up here and they were reclusing themselves, or you tried to recluse someone from a case, the judges would sit there and laugh at you because basically they would go against their party. If you go in and complain at the Judicial Investigative Board, they basically ignore what you write. They don't. I have very few examples where citizens have come in and actually complained about a judge where they have actually gone in and done something against the judicial body itself. Now, if this, the proposal that Senator Kent Kennedy might pass goes through, that means that these judges are almost as good as God in this position. Is that not true?
Oh, of course. I mean, the judges have immunity, and with this immunity, it is impossible. You can't sue them for anything they do. They essentially can. Do anything judicial that they wish, and the ordinary person or ordinary lawyer is just helpless if a judge has really abused his power. There's simply not much you can do unless the corruption is so overt and open. I mean, there's open evidence of bribery and things like this. Ordinarily, there's really very little that anyone can do because they have such immunity. And I think to get around this immunity is what the purpose of the special grand juries is supposed to address.
But to get the special grand jury to investigate, you have to go to someone that's going to report it to the special grand jury, and you can't get anybody to move when a judge does something corrupt.
Well,
the whole thing is this. Now, before I go any further, can you please give the listeners how to get in contact with your website so they can sign on what you're talking about?
Okay.
Because we need to do something.
Oh, sure. Well, my website is Tulane Link. That's www.TulaneLink, one word. And if you go to the bottom of the first page, there is a link to the petition, and you can read the petition. It's called Amending the Judicial Recusal Law, and the recusal law is USC Section 455, and I have a small discussion of what the petition is and the recusal law. And if you support this effort to have legislation to get judges, at least in university situations, to recuse themselves, then please add your name to it. I've been trying for my website is TulaneLink.com, I should say. It's .com, not .org.
Now, the thing, too, also on this issue, too, with recusal. Now, folks, please understand, these people that have been contacting me about mortgage abuse and abuse in regards to situations with everything out here, it goes bump in the night. You know what I'm talking about.
Because the judges have
one-sided coherence. And then the judges have relatives in the other law firm.
That's right.
You're sitting there in the courtroom,
absolutely,
and you're looking at the judge on the bench, and he has a wife, a relative, a brother, a cousin working in a law firm on the other side of your case. And then he's sitting there, and he knows, you know, like blink, blink, wink, wink, that basically he's going to go with the side that he has, you know, connection to.
Then
some of these judges are married to folks living in the household with them that work on the law firm on the opposite side of your case.
This happens all of the time. And people have to be, people have to try to get the goods on it. They have to dig out that evidence because the judges who have a conflict of interest are not going to come forward and disclose all of these things. You have to go dig it out, and if you get the goods on them, then you have to file a complaint against them. And
I want to bring up something real quick before the end of the first hour. There's another issue too here. There was some cases too that the husbands of these judges have to be lawyers, and they sit across the street and they take cases in, and then those cases are not necessarily related to the type of practice they're in. But the cases come in because they're referred by someone else. This gentleman or the woman, whoever it is, goes back home, talks to his husband or wife who happens to be a judge. And then guess what? Another illegal venue happened with you in your particular case, because you can lose your case on the basis of the familiarity of the case.
Absolutely, and institutions who know this, I mean, especially like Tulane, they go through a great extent to become friendly and familiar with the judges. They give parties for them. They pay their way to all kinds of trips. They give them money and honors, and they invite them in. I mean, even Scalia, for example, on Supreme Court, Tulane University has had him down as a guest half a dozen times. Not only as a guest, but they paid his way to give a 1-hour seminar course in these in Grecian islands or in Italy or in England. And so they not only get to know all of these judges, they develop a friendship and even a camaraderie, so that when the school is in judicial trouble or someone has a lawsuit against them, all of the judges are going to be friendly to the school. No matter.
That goes on also not only with the colleges, that goes in also with the hospital. You have hospital board that are hooked up with judges.
Oh, same
but when
thing.
They go back in the court system, you're sitting there, and then lo and behold, somebody's suing them for their wrongful death, and their family members before a judge, they happen to be sitting on the board of the hospital. So, you know, and then this is totally against canon law. So why have canon law? Why have anything? Just leave it up and just throw it up into the wind.
Well, no, that's to create the illusion that there's real justice. That's the purpose of one of the functions of all this canon, all of these canons of conduct. I mean, these highfalutin things. It creates the illusion that there's real justice here. But behind the scenes, the judges and the lawyers, the attorneys who come before them, are all having dinner together and whooping it up at parties and they're being paid with taxpayer. I mean, the judges are taking taxpayer money to go to these so-called summer schools, for CLE courses.
We're going to commercial and okay. We'll be back up and by the way, thank you. I got to look at the book and say, Sandy, come back. I need to talk to you. We'll be right after the commercial back.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back on the Late Night with Dan Burley Show on RBN Live. We have a caller, and I want to bring him up before concluding the show. Don in Ohio, are you here?
Good evening.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I missed part of the beginning of the show because I had a little too much static on mine, so I don't know if he had mentioned anything about filing a writ of mandamus or quo ronto?
Hi, Dr. Carl, you want to talk about that?
Well, I have filed a writ of mandamus. The object was to get a higher court to reverse the ruling of a lower court that I felt was improper, and actually I had done this as a pro se on my own, and on my website I have put my writ of mandamus to the appellate court, and I also had this writ of mandamus also went to the Supreme Court. In both cases, they were denied.
So it went through the Attorney General, and he did let it go through that far.
Well, yes. I mean, you could. It doesn't go to the Attorney General. It goes to the next higher court. It's a form of extraordinary appeal. It is a form of appeal, and I mean, this is something that you could do yourself. I'm not a lawyer, and I did it myself. But of course, it didn't do me any good. But I don't think any lawyer would have had any more luck with it anyhow. One interesting thing is that when it went to the when the writ went to the Supreme Court, the opposing party, the party that I was had been suing the university, also filed a reply to the Supreme Court, which is interesting because it means that they thought that that my my writ of mandamus, you know, merited a formal reply. Actually, this happened on two occasions. It is possible to do that. And on my website, TulaneLink.com, you can see the writ of mandamus that I wrote. But this is something that anyone can do.
Okay.
I want to say one thing too. Next week on our show, we're going to have Robert McCleary on, and he's with the Citizens Action Group, and he's going to talk about where these judges get their money. I think it's a very important issue too. Now, the other thing I want to mention is the fact that there is a problem with pro se litigants. By constitutional law and everything else, you have the right to file a case pro se and argue your case. And now they're using everything and anything to eliminate the right of individuals to file and act in their own behalf in regards to these cases.
That's right. The judges are very, very hard on pro se litigants. And in fact, they have instruction manuals that they can follow of what they can do to make pro se litigants their lives miserable.
Well, I'm sorry. We're at the end. We're going to talk more about this next week. Thank you, Don, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Dr. Carl, I'm going to invite you back. This is important. And we're going to continue on with Black Hawk Inn, our second level of our broadcast here on RBN. Thank you very much, both of you two.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.